There's so much happening at Paramasala across the entire weekend, and we're just getting a bit of a taste of it, I must say. And we're trying to, in this hour, to discover things as they are actually happening as well. It's kind of exciting. And one of the things that Di Henry, the festival director, spoke about right at the top of this hour was this amazing thing called Bring Your Own Bollywood. And Tazeen Kayam.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
You're from Bring Your Own Bollywood. Tell me what
yes.
that is.
Yes. So Bring Your Own Bollywood to Parramatta is an art project that me and my partner, Faisal Anwar, were invited to present. So basically, both of us are visual artists, and we have diverse practices in new media, performance, and painting. But with this project, what we do is it's more like a participatory project, where we invite the audiences to come in. We create a photo booth, and they can be the Bollywood stars they've always wanted to be. So we photograph them. So that's the first part of the project. And then we take these images and we recreate iconic movies and Bollywood posters, images using those images. And then the participants are able to download them and print them and, you know, have fun with those posters.
So it is a lot of fun. There is that chance to be part of, as the title says, to be part of Bring Your Own Bollywood. So you're sort of inserted into the imagery of that. But is there a sort of another story that you're trying to tell at the same time?
Yes. I mean, the reason to do this project is also in a broader way, we are looking at the idea of myth-making through mass media imagery. Like, what kind of role that plays? What does that mean to us? And, you know, how we are led, and, you know, those the idea of what these actors or actresses are portraying, the celebrity culture, and through these mass media images, what kind of role they play in creating myths for today?
And what are some of those myths that you're referring to?
The idea of glorification, let's say, of the body, for one. You know, how the presentation of, let's say, I mean, to be more specific, like a female body today is, how they're presented through these movies and through these genres, and, you know, so we're looking at these subtle nuances that we are presented in today's life. And also, I think the idea of just selecting Bollywood in particular is also looking at the idea of that we all associate Bollywood with, that is, it's larger than life. It's the fabrication of ideas. It's the completely over the top look at life, which is so synthetic or so artificial that it becomes like a life of its own. So it's very iconic, and it's very universally recognizable. And I think that's the reason we specifically choose Bollywood for this project. But then also another important layer for us while doing this project is to see how the participants would react, and when they're put into that reversal of celebrity role.
So, right? When we become the celebrity,
yes.
We're in the poster. So what are the reactions? What do you see?
It's interesting because as soon as they walk up to the booth, they're all very shy, or they're not up to it. Once we prop them up a little bit, we add some costumes and a little bit of a wig or something very subtle. But as soon as they're on that green screen that we've put there, and they're behind, you know, they're in front of the camera, and we ask them to bring your Bollywood out, and they
and
get into the mood.
How do they bring the Bollywood out?
We show them a few images, and it's, I guess it depends. Most of the if the participants are of South Asian origin who've grown up with these posters and these images, and I guess once in their lifetime, or, you know, most they have acted those roles out. They've wanted to be that Shah Rukh Khan or the Amitabh Bachchan or that actors they've admired on screen.
And it's so different because we do live in a culture now where you know, the selfie is so prevalent.
Yes,
you know, we take
yes.
so many photographs of ourselves and of our friends, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook or
yes.
Snapchat. So we have this culture of photographing, but the performative aspect must
yes.
make that image making very different for you.
Exactly. And it's kind of setting these tableau we want. And we do guide them a little bit, you know, and but the fun part of it is when they bring it themselves and they do it and they get into the mood so much that, you know, we actually have to ask them that now it's the next person's waiting, so you have to leave.
You have to go.
But I guess
is there space for me after this broadcast for Weekend Arts is wrapped up? I can't jump the queue. Yeah. No, okay. Have you jumped in yourself?
Actually, no, I haven't done it myself yet. I've grown up admiring Bollywood. I do performance art a lot, but I've yet to do this project myself. Yeah.
And why is that? If you're the person making it, why not jump in and try it and to get a sense of what everybody else is experiencing?
Maybe I'm experiencing it through them in certain ways, because I'm in there with each one of them, like assisting them to do those poses. But I guess I'm more interested in going through that process, and which doesn't end after the photograph. It actually begins after the photograph.
And so what happens afterwards? Now that we're here at the festival, you're taking these images.
Yes,
we can get them at home online, etc. So what happens for you as the artist?
I would say this project is still an investigative project. Like we're looking into what is this? You know, what is this? The idea of us, in terms of taking those roles on, and the idea of, iconic imagery, and the myth making and the fabrication of images, and the process that goes behind making those images. I guess for us, that's an exploration as an artist. And maybe there are more incarnation of this project yet to come. Maybe we would do like a presentation of these photographs in a different way.
I know you mentioned it towards the beginning, Tazeen, but to do something like this at a festival like Paramasala, which is so lively, there's so many things happening. You know, I can hear a motorcycle in the background right now. I don't know what's going on. But what's that like for you, that element of play, I suppose?
It's fun, it's interesting, and I guess... I would personally feel that a project like this would actually fail in an art gallery environment completely.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's what my feeling. We haven't tried it in a gallery yet, because when you do it in a festival mood, everybody is already in that festive mood of it, and you know the vibe that's so lively. But I guess when you take it into a gallery setting, this project would lose its vibrance. It will be pretentious to some extent. And I have a feeling that a setting like this adds to the project completely.
So if you happen to be at Paramasala today and tomorrow, you can go along and you can bring your own Bollywood, which is BYOB, and international artist Tazeen KM.
Yes, and Faisal Anwar, that's my partner.
Throughout the entire weekend, and you can go along and get your photograph taken and possibly have to line up for a little while to do so. Is that right?
Yes, we're booking slots for people.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us on Weekend Arts.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. On Weekend Arts, that is Tazeen KM, and we are broadcasting live from Paramasala. Fenella Kernebone is my name.